Hello, this is Philip Battle with SSTI, and this is the SSTI Excellence in TBET Awards podcast. I'm talking today with Will Endest, Vice President of Venture Development for Tech Columbus. Tech Columbus's Tech Start program was the 2009 winner of SSTI's Excellence in TBET Award in the category Building Entrepreneurial Capacity. Hey, Will, thanks for talking to us today.
Hi, good afternoon. Good to talk to you, too.
Well, maybe you could start off just telling us a little bit about Tech Start and Tech Columbus.
Sure. TechStart is a 15-county-wide venture development initiative where we work to first find and coach the best technology startup opportunities in the 15-county region, and second, we try to identify the best of them and fund them. And we do that in a variety of ways, all the way from $50,000 grants to validate technology and marketplaces up through pre-seed funding, which provides up to $250,000 loans to startups. And then we're also the manager for Ohio Tech Angels, which is the now the second largest angel group in the country.
Well, so you guys have put together a fairly comprehensive suite of programs, it looks like, and we were all very impressed at SSTI. Could you talk a little bit more about that suite of programs?
Sure. One of the things that we recognized was that in the 15 counties that we cover in Central Ohio, there are many, many deals that in prior programs or before the start of TechStart 3 years ago, we weren't exposed to. So we spent a lot of time making sure that we're finding the tech startups and the entrepreneurs that can use our assistance. And, you know, frankly, a lot of the companies and entrepreneurs come to us because we have funding resources. But the vast majority of them before the funding need coaching and mentoring. So we supply domain experts who are experts in life sciences, for example, or information technology, startup technologies. And we also provide people who are experts in working with companies to develop their business plans or figure out what the marketplace might be, figure out how to best attack setting up the business. And we, as a team approach, will work with each entrepreneur or startup to help him or her best advance to the next step. We don't write a business plan for a company, but we help them to do that and critique it and provide feedback on it. And as long as a company or entrepreneur continues to do their homework, continues to do the work that we together decide is the next step for that company, then we'll continue to engage them. And all of these services, these consulting services, are free of charge. They're part of the community-based support and the Ohio Third Frontier Initiative.
So have you found any advantages to taking that sort of comprehensive approach instead of a more piecemeal approach?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the big advantages that we have that we have in Central Ohio is that all of this support is under one roof. So there are many communities, because of historical reasons, not really because of strategic reasons, but for historical reasons, that the organizations for example, an angel fund would grow up as a separate organization from the organization that is helping the really early entrepreneur to figure out if there's a marketplace to buy the stuff that he or she is putting forward. And I think that's our biggest advantage. So what happens is that if a company comes in, and initially we think, you know, hey, this is really, really early. They need a lot of hand-holding, a lot of coaching and mentoring, a lot of support. And all of a sudden we realize that, you know, we were wrong. This is the funding opportunity for angels right now. We can quickly move them from, you know, it's not a department, we're not that big, but from one group working with them in the early stage to the angel folks and see if we can get them funded.
You said your funding assistance tends to draw companies in. Do you find that they typically come to you seeking one specific type of service, or do generally companies that come to you, do they participate in more than one of your programs?
They generally come to us because we have these very early investment dollars, which everyone in the space knows there's not a lot of. It's very the space we work in is much earlier than any venture capitalist would typically entertain, or even many angels would typically entertain. So, yes, when they come to us, they may come to us for, they think that they're ready for angel funding. We'll show them, we'll bring them to an angel meeting and show them the type of companies that an angel group is looking at and saying, you know, really, before you're ready for this, you need to do this, this, and this. and help them find the right place in the commercialization continuum. I mean, we're dealing with everything as far, you know, we're dealing with raw intellectual property coming out of Ohio State University all the way through companies that are generating now, you know, $5, $10 million in revenue. So it's a broad spectrum, and their needs are very varied. And having this team of about 20 people, some part-time consultants, some full-time employees that are working on those issues across that broad spectrum, and having the ability to identify and assign the right resource to the opportunity when we realize what it really needs is, I think, one of the biggest strengths we have.
Are a lot of the entrepreneurs who come to you, are they coming out of the university?
A lot of the ideas are coming out of the university. A lot of times what happens is that there will be a piece of interesting intellectual property that would come out of a specific department. The professor may or may not be interested in being the CEO of a startup, but there are other people that are. Now, for example, the Fisher School of Business at The Ohio State University now has a very robust and exciting entrepreneurship program and a business plan competition. So that as these ideas are developed in, you know, maybe say in the engineering department, they're paired up with MBA students who want to be entrepreneurs, and they compete in the business plan competition. And, for example, last year the three top winners in the business plan competition, number one, two, and three, then all came to us for the next step of some of them received funding, all of them received coaching and mentoring to figure out where to go from there.
I know you offer a entrepreneur in residence program that sometimes pairs helps commercialize some of these ideas by matching them with an experienced entrepreneur. Can you say a little bit about that program?
Yeah, sure. One of our funding vehicles we call the pre-seed funds. It's earlier than angels, but it's after the little Tech Genesis grants that I mentioned earlier. So it's $250,000. It's the first real money going into a company or an idea. And our entrepreneurs in residence are typically people who are, number one, domain experts in one area or another, and number two, have significant experience as an entrepreneur themselves. So these are CEOs or COOs or CTOs of startups that are in this role, frankly, looking for their next gig. What they do for us is they will do the due diligence on these pre-seed companies, the candidates, and then the ones that we choose to fund, they will play an operating role. So we may put a person, we may fund a company, and then we'll put one of our EIRs in as, say, the COO of a company for 2 days a week. So they're on our payroll, but they're working in the company. And the whole idea is to get that company to the next level. And our entrepreneurs in residence are, at the same time, looking for their next opportunity to become part of a startup in the community. So it gives them they really like it because it gives them a view to a lot of the really good startups in the community.
Well, have you guys learned any unexpected lessons along the way that might be of interest to somebody trying to emulate the kind of success you've had over Tech Columbus?
I think the biggest lesson that we've learned is that we need to over communicate with our entrepreneurs. When we started this, now going on 4 years, we had our deal flow. This is the people approaching us looking for help or for funding. It was about 250 a year, and it's doubled to about 500 a year in the last 4 years. And I think what we've learned over that time is that we have to be crystal clear and transparent about what we do as an organization, how we can help, but also what we don't do. So for what we do now is that the very first meeting we take with an entrepreneur, we lay out a set of this is what we will do and what we will bring to this relationship, but this is what we expect you to bring to this relationship too. So the big example is people come to us and say, hey, I have this great idea. Will you write my business plan? And our answer is no, but we will help you write your business plan. You know, we'll critique your business plan, and here's how you start. And, you know, frankly, some people don't come back. They think that we're here to do the business plan writing in that example. It's not. It's to facilitate them writing the best business plan they can to succeed. So over-communication, I guess, is my answer.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Appreciate it.
Sure.
And if our listeners would like any more information about TechStart and Tech Columbus, they can visit the website at techcolumbus.org. And for more information about the awards program, you can visit SSTI's website at ssti.org/awards. Thanks again, Will.
Thank you.